Simon, yes, it's Simon Marks, of course. Simon, you're in Washington. We had a bit of trouble getting hold of you. And then I was looking across at my screen, which is flashing with calls. And I thought I was going to go to Stanmore very, very briefly, but I'm glad we finally managed to grab you.
Well, and I used to spend a good bit of time in Stanmore, Matt, so it would be very nice to be dragged back there. But I am very much in Washington. I apologise for being a touch late. It has been another dramatic half an hour or so here in the United States on the election campaign
trail.
Simon,
before you go on, I just want to remind everyone who hasn't already heard you over the past few hours that you are, of course, the great Simon Marks, LBC's famous US correspondent, and you are, as you say, in Washington. It's a delight to talk to you.
Great talking to you as well, Matt. As I say, it's been I was telling Andrew Pierce a little bit earlier on that I've now been banned by my wife from using the word extraordinary to describe what is taking place
and
in this election
perhaps.
Campaign.
And
I think maybe bombshell is now overused. Yes, I'm going to have to come up with more superlatives. But it really has been another amazing series of developments here over the last several hours that began with, yes, that bombshell announcement by the FBI. FBI Director James Comey, that more emails have been found that the FBI are now looking at to see whether they are pertinent to their investigation about Hillary Clinton's handling of classified information when she was Secretary of State. Remember that she decided to use a private email server. And a few weeks ago, the FBI had concluded that while her handling of classified information was, in the words of FBI Director James Comey at the time, reckless, there were no criminal charges that needed to be brought against her or her top aides. Now we find out that yesterday the FBI director decided to extend the investigation after two devices were seized in a separate FBI inquiry into allegations that a disgraced New York congressman, Anthony Weiner, had engaged in sexting with an underage girl. And as a result of that investigation, his cell phone was seized. So too was a device that belonged to his now estranged wife, Huma Abedin. And remember that Huma Abedin is a top aide to Hillary Clinton. It's reported here tonight that the FBI have yielded thousands of emails from those devices that investigators are now looking at to see whether they have any impact on their decision not to take criminal action against Hillary Clinton. Mrs. Clinton addressed all of this publicly for the first time in a hastily convened and quite brief news conference that just wrapped up in Iowa. Here's what she had to say.
I have now seen Director Comey's letter to Congress. We are 11 days out from perhaps the most important national election of our lifetimes. Voting is already underway in our country. So the American people deserve to get the full and complete facts immediately. The director himself has said he doesn't know whether the emails referenced in his letter are significant or not. I'm confident whatever they are will not change the conclusion reached in July. Therefore, it's imperative that the Bureau explain this issue in question, whatever it is, without any delay.
So she said it was incumbent on the FBI director to provide her with copies of the emails that the FBI is now looking at, and also to provide members of the public with more information about what those emails contain. But Hillary Clinton knows the rules of the game. There's no way the FBI is going to do that while an active investigation is underway. And given the scale of the apparent investigation, there is no way that it will be wrapped up before Election Day, right around the corner on November the 8th. If you are Donald Trump, you are euphoric about all of this. He's preparing to make an appearance also in Iowa in a few minutes' time. But a little bit earlier in the day, he spoke to his adoring crowds in New Hampshire, and he had some very good news to break to them.
The FBI has just sent a letter to Congress informing them that they have discovered new emails pertaining to the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's investigation. And they are reopening the case into her criminal and illegal conduct that threatens the security of the United States of America. This was a grave miscarriage of justice that the American people fully understood. And it is everybody's hope that it is about to be corrected.
Donald Trump speaking in New Hampshire shortly after the FBI made that announcement. And for Donald Trump and his supporters, they can once again dare to dream that he might now win the keys to the White House just as the embers appeared to be dying out in his fiery quest to secure the keys to the Oval Office.
And Simon, very quickly, the Donald, as I said earlier in the show, has said, "This is bigger than Watergate." Just refresh our memories very briefly about those famous years in the 1970s. But also, is he right?
Well, I think he's engaging, not for the first time, Matt, in a degree of political hyperbole. I mean, Watergate forced the resignation of Richard Nixon as President of the United States in 1973, the only American president who has ever been forced to resign the office during his term. That, of course, related to a long investigation into a burglary on the offices of the Democratic National Committee, which at the time was housed in the Watergate building. Here in Washington, D.C., down on the Potomac River next to the Kennedy Center. And ultimately, it was the cover-up of that burglary at the offices of the Democratic National Committee by Richard Nixon and some of his top aides that led to the threat to impeach him and, as a result, forced him from the White House. Look, this is not the Watergate scandal, but it's a massive problem for Hillary Clinton. She goes into this election, a presidential candidate, the subject of a criminal investigation by the FBI, and it could get even worse for her. She could still win the presidency, Matt. She could be sworn in next January.
This could dock her in the White House, couldn't it?
And then the FBI might decide to charge her. So,
it's quite extraordinary, isn't it? It really
is very tough.
And if you want the definition of what might give someone sleepless nights, this is it, isn't it? Because, as you say, the FBI have got thousands of her emails. She doesn't know which ones. You can imagine her trying to get to sleep, going over many, many of those emails, trying to think, what on earth are in them? Can I remember? It's terrifying for her, isn't it? And also, constitutionally, for the Americans to have to go to the polls with this cloud of suspicion hanging over one of the candidates, is that unprecedented?
It is unprecedented, and I think it's massively problematic for her. I mean, there are lots of Hillary Clinton supporters, of course, who will say, well, look, this doesn't change anything. I don't want Donald Trump in the White House. I'm still going to vote to put her there. And she may well hold on. She may well win the keys to the Oval
Office. What's your hunch, Simon? What's your hunch?
I'm so hesitant to make hunch. I mean, my hunch is that she is correct when she says that many Americans have made up their minds already about these emails, but my hunch also is that she's got a massive trustworthiness and credibility problem with the American electorate, and any minute that she has to be talking about emails is a minute where she loses. She's now going to be having to talk about them for 11 days straight. That's a big problem.
Simon Marks in Washington, a pleasure to speak to you as always. Thank you very much indeed. It's now gone 1:15. This is LBC. I'm Matt Stadlin, and we are leading Britain's conversation together.
This is LBC.